my point of view will be people say, I've done all this, but it's still not working. You know,
right.
Right.
And so I guess where I would go with that is one of the things, and this is, you can use other lessons that both Tobias and Adamus have given us. One of the things I think people can really notice is that if they're making choices and the same crap keeps happening, you know, they seem to be in the same misery. One of the important, they say, well, I thought I was making a choice. How do I know if it's my ego or how to, you know, and just the declaration of my brain, or how do I know it's a real choice? And what I have noticed is that when it's ego-based, it's almost always in a pattern, because the ego is not capable of authentic behavior. It's only capable of copying. Now, it can do a really good job of copying, but that's really, it can't do anything truly in the moment and authentic. So if you start seeing patterns over and over and over again, the same patterns, this is where that, you know, don't judge yourself, just observe. That comes in handy. Even if your life is crappy, really, let's take a look at that. Let's just stand back and not get down on yourself or not judge yourself for not making a choice. Let's just look at what you're doing and what's happening. And then it's almost like you can stand back, you start to see the pattern unfold. And then you can say to yourself, oh, you know, whenever these kinds of things happen, or when I'm in this kind of mood, I'm in ego-based, I'm in patterns, and I'm not being authentic. And yet when I'm like this, it feels differently. And when you can start judging that, you don't have to, distinguishing between the two, then you don't have to judge yourself for what you're doing wrong. You can just focus on what you prefer to do, and then it kind of moves down that road. Then you become better and better at really getting to your authentic self.
That's a really good point, because I think a lot of it does come from more of a, what I would call a mental choice rather than a really truly heartfelt choice. And I don't want to get people confused and say, oh, am I making a mental choice or heartfelt? You know, just start making choices and just start feeling into them. And what's really important from my own standpoint, it's not the day-to-day human things that are important. It's the feeling of well-being and you know, I'm just going to simplify it, and I say, I get to choose, and I choose to do this experience joyfully, gracefully, having fun, and doing it in high definition, multicolor, full awareness. And then I just take a deep breath and let it go. And you know what? I've just, even doing it right now, I've just kind of charged myself up or recharged myself. Once again, allowed my the way I perceive things to change. And suddenly I just feel lighter. I can take a deep breath and go, damn, this is amazing.